Charlie Funny Car, courtesy of Purcell's.
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, if you're looking for da-bomb resources in helping your children with their...
It doesn't read well, does it?
Da-bomb resources.
I argue with her about that. I said it doesn't read well, and she insisted that it did, and I was, you know...
Yeah, the proper way to use hip-hop...
Resources that are da-bomb.
Yes.
That's what I suggested.
Resources
no.
to help parents that are da-bomb. Anyway, check it out at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you'll see this week's show. Audio archives will be available of this show. If you missed any part of it, you can listen to all the fun and games we had today and previous shows as well if you look for the audio archives section on each show's page.
And the translation of that is, get your mouse on, check it, datadoctors.com.
Wow.
That's the translation of all that.
Building relationships with your school and parents, the Department of Education's partnership page, Ask Dr. Math, Education World, killer homework websites, all kinds of goodies there at datadoctors.com. You know you need it.
And don't forget to subscribe to our weekly free, actually it's bi-weekly, twice weekly, whatever we call that, newsletter. We send it out generally before the show telling you kind of what's coming up and anything that's new out there that you should be aware of, like patches that we sent you before the blaster worm came out and warnings before all these nasty things that are happening.
And the four security patches that are in yesterday's newsletter.
Right. We send you all kinds of great information like that. Generally kind of in the middle of the week, towards the end of the week. And then after the show, we send kind of a follow-up in case you were driving around, like a lot of people, who missed a piece of the show and you needed that link or you needed that piece of software. You had that kind of problem we were talking about with somebody else. If you sign up for our newsletter, you'll get the follow-up notes that give you all the things we talked about during the show as well. So
yeah.
It's really good stuff.
Like he said.
Exactly what
How
I said.
How about Mona and Gilbert, a fellow Gilbertian?
Gilbertian.
Hi, Mona. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you. I really enjoy your show. I feel like I learn a lot from it.
Well, that's
you know what fun
possible.
Is? We really enjoy our show.
I bet.
Well, I'm sorry. I apologize for teaching you. That was not our intent.
Well, I have a quick question. I'm hoping it's an easy one for you. I use Microsoft Outlook Express 2000 on my laptop to read my email, and I've got a POP3 account set up.
Wait. Outlook Express 2000.
You either use Outlook 2000 or Outlook Express, 6.
I'm sorry. No, it's Microsoft Outlook 2000.
Okay. You got the real deal.
That's a different beast altogether. Anyway.
You got the full meal deal. Okay.
Yes. And I set up a POP3 account, which was working just fine until just a couple weeks ago. When I'm cruising the internet now and I come across a link to an email address, usually you can just click on that link and then a window pops up where you can actually go ahead and write an email to them.
Well, usually it'll pull from your default mail client and allow you to. Listen to Mona getting her geek on.
So that's not working anymore is what you're trying to tell us?
Yeah, now whenever I click on an email address, I get something that pops up and it says, could not perform this operation because the default mail client is not properly installed.
Right.
All right, we have a fix that may solve that problem fairly easily.
Great.
If you're in Internet Explorer, you click on Tools and go down to Internet Options.
Okay.
When you get in there, there's a bunch of different tabs and one of them says Programs.
Uh-huh.
When you click on that tab, it should show you all the programs that Windows identifies to use automatically for internet services, like an HTML editor, what you want to use for email, news groups, for calendar, contact list, all those kinds of things. And there's drop-down boxes, and you can select the program to use for each of these things. So if there's multiple programs installed, it knows which one to use.
Oh, great.
It may have selected by default some other program that's not currently. Like if you have Outlook Express on your machine, but you don't actually use it, it may not be configured properly, or it could be like an old copy of Eudora. Who knows what it is?
So it could actually be trying to use...
Who knows what it's trying to use? So just go in there and check to see that it is looking for your Outlook.
That's, again, within Internet Explorer. It's under Tools, Internet Options, then the Programs tab, and it's pretty self-explanatory from there. You just want to choose Outlook and make sure it's Outlook, not Outlook Express, from the little drop-down group under Email.
That is wonderful. I kept looking in my Outlook account trying to figure out what I did wrong.
Uh-huh.
So that is very, very helpful.
If you're looking at Outlook, the problem is it's when you're using Internet Explorer.
Correct.
Internet Explorer needs to know what program to use for mail. So not the other way around.
That makes sense.
Easy cheesy, isn't it?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
No, thank you, Mona.
Okay,
I mean, without you...
We would just be doing a radio show with no callers. And
well, that wouldn't be that bad.
It'd be easier for us,
actually. Yeah, really.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mona.
Bye-bye.
You gave her extra love because she's from Gilbert, huh?
Well,
Gilbert.
She might be my neighbor. You never know. Gilbert's pretty small, so there's a good chance she's my neighbor, actually.
Mm-hmm. Where are we at on time?
We're coming up on break time. We got about 2 minutes to break, so... We already did our Geek Speak and
yes,
Web Attack and
yes,
our this
yes,
and our that.
Yes. Do we have time for Skeet or no?
Skeet.
Yeah,
you
Skeet,
know, we could have time
Skeet.
To let Skeet say something and then we'll put him on hold and answer something on the other side.
Skeet!
Yo.
Long time listener.
How about that?
How are you, buddy?
Blind.
Yes.
How's that?
Good.
Okay. I've got a thought about keeping viruses off of your system.
Uh-huh.
If you have Outlook Express,
yes,
and you keep the window,
the preview pane
open,
yes,
will that possibly cause problems?
That opens you to a very small number of worms that will try to attack you through the preview pane if you've not patched your Windows. If you've not listened to us and patched everything.
If you keep everything up to date and get all your Windows critical updates and things, you should be in just fine shape.
You'll be fine.
Okay, I got another one after the break.
All right, we'll put you on hold.
He's holded.
And we'll see if we can get Skeet back in there after the break.
We still got a little bit more show to go, so don't go anywhere. And if while you're waiting you want to peruse some items and some things that'll help you with your back-to-school time, check out datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and check out the links to the things we're talking about today.
Including the free download of the week, the updated version of Adobe Acrobat Reader, and our Geek Speak of the Week, Suckin' Mud, which I'm sure you could use... almost on a daily basis.
All the time. Stick around. More show to go when we come back after the news. Who's on?